Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and I just barely got in as the show started. I don't know what happened, but glitch in the system, I guess. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
I don't know where we want to start. There's a fair amount of news, but most of it is in the background. And
I got a new Tor code that you might want to check out with.
Yeah,
Robert.
Well, let's start with that. What do you got?
Okay, it's one of those odd ones. Lately I've been sending some stuff to Barry to look at from involving the Nazis or the Reich or whatever you want to talk about. So anyway, he got a new one out. I guess it was late yesterday evening, 5/3/22, and they titled it Sala on ET Aspects of the Ukraine War. You know, I told you he was looking into some of that stuff.
Yes.
And anyway, here's some comments he made. Then I'll give you the matrix. But one of the comments says, UFO sightings over Ukraine, reports of UFO attacks on Russian tanks, while other UFOs have been spotted over Russia. And he said some of his data is from the March 9th Space Navy News. And he said they went and found this matrix, and against the odds of 28,588 to 1 that this would be in the matrix. And he says also Lavrov recently commented, so what if Zelensky is Jewish? Even Hitler had Jewish blood, and of course he made the whole world mad when he said that. But anyway, he says his big comment on it, he says, Michael Sala report sounds like a wild one, but is backed by a strong Tor code matrix. So anyway, it's 7 in the matrix. Let me read them to you. Number 1, Zelensky. Number 2, Hitler. Number 3, Nazi. Number 4, aliens. Number 5, Ark. Number 6, the blood. Number 7, do not murder. What do you think?
Wow. The fact that they've got blood and they've got alien, and what was the other one? Ark?
Ark.
Well, that's, isn't that what they were looking for? Space Ark.
Let me put this in here real quick, because I want your opinion kind of on this. Stan Deo had a headline today. It's Deo News, but he was he had got his information from Israel 365 News, and the report says on May the 9th, Russia may upgrade the Ukraine invasion to an all-out war, Ezekiel 38:2. Rumors, Putin plans an official declaration of war with Ukraine on May the 9th, plus expect for Russia to annex the republic called Kherson, K-H-E-R-S-O-N. And remember, Stuart, Kherson is exactly where they first, the Russian army first attacked and took that whole region, and they're not giving it back.
And that's where that Ark is.
That's where reportedly that Ark is.
Yep, and I would believe there's something there. I mean, look at the United States military. We went into Iraq for something other than what we said we were going in there for. And I believe they actually believed that there was a Stargate there, that there was ancient technology, and they needed to get their hands on it. You remember when Krill and all of those guys, Biden, I think even Trump went, Putin went, all the world leaders went to Antarctica. Remember that? Because they had found something.
Even the Pope went.
Yes. So what was it? What was it that they found? Of course, they're not going to tell anything about the world. And God said, I'm going to bring down a delusion upon the world for their rejection. And this delusion is going to be so powerful that nobody's going to escape it other than those protected, literally, by the Lord himself. So I believe all of this stuff, this finding of these arcs, and remember the Mona Lisa ship on the moon, and then we had that, I can't remember the name of it, but that weird-looking asteroid that looked for all the world the same as what they found on the moon, the Mona Lisa inside, right?
Oumuamua.
So, what is going on? Why is the Lord doing this? I think it's all part of this strong delusion. They have rejected Jesus Christ. They have rejected the Bible as basically mythology. And so he's laying down a groundwork of aliens and ancient visitations. And it's kind of like Project Bluebeam, and where they twist the scriptures, and they are brought into a huge deception. And I think that's probably what's going on. As the rise of the Fourth Reich continues, and it's right under our face now, and it's interesting that Barry is coming up with these Fourth Reich quite often now. And I believe the Fourth Reich basically must be the fourth beast of Daniel. It's not looking like that, but that's probably what it is, because they rise up with technology. I mean, Jesus said, who can make war with the beast? Well, when you ask a question like that, as our creator, he's telling humanity, who can make war with this beast that rises up? And the answer is no one, because they have allowed, with fallen angel helping, all this technology that we cannot escape from. We're watching it close in on us right now with the digital wallet, the new reset, and all of this, the surveillance. In fact, I got some news on the surveillance. It's amazing what's going on. And the technology that we don't even know about, nanobot technology, is so far advanced, we probably cannot even conceive of it. And I do remember Stan Dale talking about the technology that they had already, which most people could never believe existed. They've got it. Well, you could stage an arrival like Project Bluebeam, and it's not really an arrival. It's a fake. It's a hoax. And but it's real all at the same time. When I say it's a hoax, I'm just talking about it's not what it's presented to be. I'm not saying it's not real. It absolutely is going to be real. And I believe that's why Putin went in there. He wants to collect what we wanted to collect in Iraq. And maybe he's kind of a wild card, like you have said for a long time. Putin is a wild card. Trump is sort of a wild card. Netanyahu is a wild card. And now we're hearing about Putin maybe is being operated on for cancer, and yet he's signing these executive orders, sounds like for war. So is it Putin, or what's going on over there? We really don't know. I mean, he may be perfectly healthy, and all of this might be just rhetoric to throw us off. That's why I said in the show, it's lies. You can't vet anything. The only way you could vet that, I guess, would be over there. and watching Putin. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I just this whole thing is coming together, and high technology is being used to accomplish it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I don't know how you find out or vet, but yesterday Israeli News Live put out a video where they claim to have information that Putin was going in for prostate surgery. But with that being said, how do you know? I mean, you just don't know. It could be a psyops.
Yes. And I had somebody email me, and they said, well, inside information is Putin is riddled with cancer all over. And you come out and say, well, no, this is another, this prostate cancer. That's normal. A lot of men have that, and they have operations on it. You can cure it real easy by natural means, but people just don't believe any of that stuff. So I don't know. I just think that we are so close. And they have, it's so advanced. I really do believe that Stan Deo's remarks on that are absolutely true. He has no reason to distort any of it. He's telling people the truth. It's just that it's so far advanced, people can't wrap their minds around it, so they don't believe it. It's like anti-gravity. They roll their eyes if you talk about a UFO that's ours, backwards engineered. It was a trap. It was set by Satan himself and God himself. Here, have a anti-gravity arrival. Have some aliens that are not aliens at all. They're fallen angels. But because mankind now has become so wise, you know, and so advanced, why, that's just mythology to talk about fallen angels. These aren't fallen angels. These are literal beings from other planets. And there are many races who have visited planet Earth. Many, many. In fact, I think somebody said there's like 57 different races they're dealing with. I wouldn't doubt it, because the angels, the fallen angels, are shapeshifters. That's what they do. So they present themselves to solidify the evolutionary concept. Well, we grew up on all these different planets, and that's why we look different. Different environments produce different entities. And so they solidify this concept of evolution, which is probably the biggest lie ever perpetrated on humanity. There is no such thing as evolution. We have two scientific laws that totally prohibit that, never been violated, on and on it goes. But you can't convince people of that, because what do they learn in universities? What do they learn from grade school on up? Evolution is an absolute fact, and anybody that tells you differently is just a tinfoil hat idiot. So I don't know, Larry. I just... It's going to get really fascinating really quick, I think. So, what else you got you want to bring up?
Well, we could also bring up that the sun has really been, I've had two or three flare reports today, and we seem to be getting at least once a week or twice a week now an X flare off the sun. They're not always pointed at us. The last couple of were pointed a little bit away from us. But the odds are, if this continues, we're going to get hit.
Yep. Cliff High and the Bots, folks, this is important for you to understand. If you get to feeling weak or off, or you got brain fog, a lot of this, I believe, is the electromagnetic spectrum and cosmic rays off the sun. Cliff High called it sun disease. It's going down exactly as he said it would. And this is odd behavior, is it not, Larry, to have these bang, 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 bang CMEs? Usually it's like one or maybe two at the most. Now we're getting, what, 8, 10 at a time?
Oh yeah, it's quite a few of them, and right now a lot of them are M's or close to X, and we've had a couple of X's in the last few days, so it's very unusual, and they had to revise their forecast. They had revised a very weak cycle 25 coming in, but
yes.
That's just proved to be totally inaccurate. It's really extremely active.
There was one scientist who stood all by himself, and he said cycle 25 was going to be a really nasty cycle. And the rest of the scientists kind of laughed at him. I don't have his name. I remember reading his paper about it, and they were mocking him. No, you got it all wrong. It's a very weak cycle. And he says, I don't think so. And he's been proven correct. Folks, you probably all know about the kill shot, Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames and his remote viewing team. It seems to me that what we're watching now is a forerunner of the kill shot, where CMEs were coming off the sun, X plus, I guess, huge CMEs, one right after the another. That's the key, I think, Larry. They're coming off bang, 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 like that, only we're going to be moving into X-class and heavy-duty X-class flares. He claims it's going to kill millions of people when this thing begins. He has never moved off it. He has never said, nope, that's what we saw, he said. That's what we saw. And I believe he's true because of what's happening right now. Don't you? How do you view that kill shot routine?
Well, it seems like the sun is beginning to set itself up to do exactly that. And by the way, this last year, they have pretty much, I guess you could say, censored Ed Dames to where he can't even get out anything he wants to tell people. If you're not on a special list, you never hear from him, and he's not on any shows anymore. And the latest one that I saw a couple of weeks ago, he was having what he called his last conference, and it would not be apparently, filmed or anything. It's going to be in person, and he says that will be the last. And so he assumes we're very close to something to where it's not going to matter anymore what he thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, we're under judgment. I mean, America is definitely under judgment by the Lord. We are the most antichrist, I guess. We had all the blessings of the Lord in Deuteronomy 28. What do we got now? Almost all the curses. The only curse left is that America is totally destroyed. But that's what God says. I'm going to totally destroy you. If you go into Jeremiah, Isaiah, and the book of Revelation, you'll find out how God decides to destroy the United States. And it's a massive nuclear attack to start with. And that can happen anytime. What's the news out of there other than Putin being operated on? It seems like there's more rhetoric, Lavrov and the rest of them, more or less talking about you keep pushing us and you're going to be tasting of nuclear fire. It's like the Samson option for Russia. What do you think?
Well, you'll remember Putin said that exact fact. We know that Russia cannot defeat conventionally all of NATO. It's too many countries. And so we'll just revert to nukes. I mean, he told them that from the beginning of this thing. And, of course, and anybody that says what I'm about to say, they call them enablers of Putin. But we know who's been put punching Russia all along.
Yeah.
It's gone on for I don't know how many years since Trump, I guess. Russia, Russia, Russia. It's been going insane for at least 5 to 6 years now. And I do believe Russia's had enough.
Yeah, yep. You come to a breaking point. And you say, "What do we got to lose? They're gonna kill us. They're gonna kill our society. There will be no more Russia because they want to take Russia, you know, the New World Order, boys and girls. So eventually we run into Isaiah chapter 17, we run into Daniel 8, we run into Ezekiel 38, 39. War just suddenly breaks out, I guess, everywhere. I think it's all planned myself. I think it's scripted. And the Lord is behind a good share of it. He says, my hand is stretched out upon this world, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and who's going to stop me? He's mocking the United Nations. He's mocking the nations of the world. He said, well, who do you people think you are? I'm God. I've been looking around up here in heaven. I don't see any other God. I'm it, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And who's going to stop me? Well, the answer is no one. God has an agenda. The rich people have their agenda. The problem with the rich men is they really do not consider there is a God factor. They think that they have the money and the means and the power to do whatever it is they want. And God's looking down at this, and he allows them to do quite a bit of damage. But then he puts his foot down, says, uh-uh, you've gone far enough. And now you're going to find out I really do exist. And you're not going to like what I intend to do to all of you for your rejection of my son, Jesus Christ. You shouldn't have done that. You made a huge mistake doing that. And you can see it happening. Psalm 2 war, I mean, it's really heating up. I got something here from the World Economic Forum. I just want to mention it. We'll get into it Friday. The World Economic Forum believes people are useless eaters and views their brains and bodies as products that can be hacked, controlled, and then discarded basically at will. This Harari character, who is number two under Klaus Schwab, here's what he says about useless human beings who do not have meaning or purpose. He said that the greatest fake news is the Bible. He said Christianity is wrong, that humans are here on earth for nothing. Jesus Christ is fake news. Now, this is a professor from a university in Jerusalem. He's very, very popular. He's number two and steers Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. This is what they believe, people. They believe you are a useless eater, and they really want you dead. There is no Bible. It's a pack of lies. Jesus Christ is a pack of lies. There's absolutely no truth in anything the Bible says, which is amazing to me that he's in Israel, which has a number of Orthodox Jews who would take issue with that. They don't, of course, get into the New Testament at all, but they have their Old Testament. They have the Torah. And he's telling them and people like Barry Rothman, you're just an idiot. You're an idiot. There is no such thing. There's no Bible. What's the matter with you people? Well, this belief structure, folks, is going to come to the fore. Larry and I have warned you repeatedly about Psalm 2 war. Well, here is the person who is articulating what the Psalm 2 war is really all about. Now, he also says there is no great cosmic plan. Humans have a role to play in. In other words, you're just here by accident. He views humans as useless eaters that can be hacked and manipulated using digital surveillance under their skin. Think jab. Think nanobots. Folks, he's telling you what the future is. And he says, we're going to try to gain control of the world inside us to learn how to engineer and produce bodies and brains and minds. Wow. He said the global government will collect and use data on every person to learn how to engineer bodies, brains, and minds. Data and biometrics will be used to hack human beings, re-engineer the future of human life. He says intelligent design never existed, and any notion of a creator God will be driven out of society as humans become hackable and programmable. What does Psalm 2 say? He's articulating Psalm 2 and the enemies of God and Christ and the Holy Ghost. What do you think, Larry? I mean, they're coming right out into the open.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And you know, an old dinosaur like me, I would just be cannon fodder and might even believe what they're saying if I hadn't met Jesus Christ. But after you meet him, you have a problem with their theory. And on the other hand, Stuart, on the other hand, it appears to me that whoever this guy that wrote in the Borg on the Star Trek movies didn't just have a brain fart. He knew what he was talking about.
Yep, he knew the future. And like he says here, much of the surveillance will come under the skin as biometric data becomes a pathway to manipulate human populations. He says we have the ability to go under the skin and collect biometric data that will allow the elites the power to re-engineer life. We are upgrading humans into gods. That's exactly what the Book of Enoch warns us about, that latter part of humanity think themselves as gods. It's amazing. And a lot of this is the nanobots within the jab. 12,548 children have suffered serious adverse events due to COVID vaccines in the United States. 106 kids have died. Now, you got to multiply that by a minimum of 40 and probably a maximum of 90 to get the true number. These people are godless, Christless serial killers, first-degree murderers, and they're getting away with it because humanity just cannot seem to roust itself up to get rid of these people. So anyway, this is where the clash is coming. This is where it's all going to end. The clash between Satan, represented by this Harari character, or Christ. Who do you pick in this war? You better pick right if you want eternal life, and you better do what he said. Anyway, Larry, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You talk about a clash. We've got a clash coming that may turn into a civil war over this leaked,
yes,
Alito, I guess you could say, opinion that wasn't even released yet. The left has already gone insane. I mean, they've literally gone insane. I'll tell you what, if this really, if it's a CIA ops that leaked this, they did the perfect way of actually regime change, which means they will completely remove our old system of government and put in their new communist system.
That's what it's all about, folks. What you saw, it wasn't what they were deciding, Roe versus Wade, is basically immaterial. Nothing basically changes. The powers just go back to the state. But what was really bad was the release itself, a leak out of the Supreme Court. It's just a way to undermine our way of government, just like Larry said, and substitute a communist regime, which is already in place. Anyway, we're coming up at the end of things, and Larry, thank you for coming on. And folks, we'll get into this on Friday. There is so much stuff out there that you just don't hear about, don't think about. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see everybody on Friday night, the Lord willing. And that is a big if these days. Thank you. Good night.